It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. It's time to check your voter registration. New Mexico's regular local elections will be held on November 2nd. Emily Guerra spoke with Democratic Party of New Mexico Chair Jessica Velasquez about the importance of getting out to vote.
How do you plan to get out the vote to local communities?
That's an excellent question. And, you know, local elections are so important. One of the very foundations of the Democratic Party is supporting free and fair elections and making sure that as many New Mexicans as possible get out to cast their ballots. And so for these local elections, Election Day is coming November 2nd. So I hope everybody will make a plan to vote. Even if you don't usually vote in local elections, this is the year to do so. I'm a former public school teacher myself, so I'm especially excited about our school board elections. And depending on where you live, you'll see everything from school board to city council to mayor. And you'll be voting for the people and the leaders who will be implementing local policy that directly impact your community. So I would really encourage everyone to check your local county clerk's website for information about your polling location and the hours of operation for these polling centers. Make sure that you make a plan to vote. If you intend to vote early, check out the early voting possibilities within your county. If you plan to vote by absentee ballot, you can hop on nmvote.org and request your ballot right away. Just be sure to return that ballot as soon as possible. And, you know, the best thing to do, I think, is do your research, do your homework. Our party doesn't directly endorse candidates in nonpartisan races. So I would encourage everyone to check out organizations like the League of Women Voters, and that website is vote411.org. That way, depending on where you live, you can see exactly what will be on your ballot.
So that's the significance of the positions that are up right now. Mm-hmm. How can local elections help build a stronger party and a stronger democracy?
Absolutely. Voting is foundational to our democracy in general. And it's one of our core values here at the Democratic Party of New Mexico. Free and fair elections are kind of what underpins how we interact in a democracy. And we know that voting becomes a habit. So the more you vote, the more you will vote. People who vote in one election are much more likely to come back and keep voting in other elections. And so when I think about the significance of local elections, it's a great way to encourage your friends, your family, your coworkers, colleagues, everybody you know to get out and vote. Because when more of us make our voices heard, we have a much more representative democracy, which for me is kind of what we ought to be all about here when we're talking about New Mexico politics.
And what challenges does the pandemic create for the elections?
Well, we've been really proud so far of the way Democrats have adapted to campaigning during a global pandemic and making sure that our voters do get to the polls. We've been able to utilize a lot of new methods of communication to reach voters safely and effectively. You know, and there's always work to be done to educate voters in general, but especially under pandemic circumstances, whether that's how to vote absentee and request an absentee ballot. We did see incredible success with that in 2020. So many people have begun to take advantage of that option. And for those of you who do want to vote absentee, make sure you request your ballot at nmvote.org and return that ballot as soon as you can. I know, and I have every confidence, that Democrats who are going to the polls in real life are going to wear a mask and social distance so that we all continue to do our part to reduce the spread of COVID-19.
And what is currently going on at the Democratic Party of New Mexico?
Well, I tell you, there is lots of exciting things are happening at DPNN. We are very, very, very excited about building the party, continuing to win elections, and we're focused on doing just that. So exciting news, we recently hired a new executive director, Sean Ward, who comes to us from Congresswoman Melanie Stansberry's campaign, where he oversaw the largest field operation in Congressional District 1 since 2010. And I'm personally very excited about his background as a grassroots organizer with experience in electoral issues-based and union organizing campaigns. So I'm thrilled to have his new perspective here at the party. And we recently promoted Kiana Holian to organizing director. Kiana has been with us at the party since 2020. She was our tribal outreach organizer, and she's very experienced in building relationships and mobilizing voters in our tribal and Pueblo communities.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Jessica Velasquez at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.